Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, December 2nd, 2019. Today, our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on November 29th, 2019. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.17. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 15 securities, of which 6 advanced, 5 declined, and 4 traded firm. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 393,792 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $3,011,838.04. JMMB Group Limited was the volume leader with 201,768 shares, changing hands for a value of $502,657.50, followed by Sagicor Financial Corporation Limited, with a volume of 150,706 shares being traded for $1,643,183. Trinidad and Tobago NGL Limited contributed 15,811 shares with a value of $332,856.55, while NCB Financial Group Limited added 11,816 shares valued at $129,976. Republic Financial Holdings Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing $4.03 to end the day at $130. Conversely, First Citizens Bank Limited registered the day's largest decline, falling 87 cents to close at $42.10. Clico Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 1,700 shares valued at $41,454.80. Clico Investment Fund advanced by 3 cents to end at $24.39. Calypso Macro Index Fund remained at $15.84. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SCC Development Fund remained at 67 cents. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Value Fund remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second-tier market did not witness any activity. Marvin Holdings Limited suspended remained at $12. The SME market did not witness any activity. Cinema One Limited remained at $6.80. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange in Friday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The JSE index declined by 2,590.18 points to close at 501,372.48. The JSE All Jamaican Composite Index declined by 2,858.47 points to close at 560,616.84. The JSE Select Index declined by 98.71 points to close at 12,944.51. The JSE Cross-Listed Index closed at 96.64. The JSE Financial Index declined by 0.96 points to close at 136.19. The JSE Manufacturing and Distribution Index declined by 0.04 points to close at 97.31. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 40 stocks, of which 16 advanced, 15 declined, and 9 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 37,782,232 units, valued at over $133,425,389.62. Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial was the volume leader with 17,687,226 units, followed by Wigton Windform Limited Ordinary Shares with 12,224,806 units and QWI Investments Limited with 4,522,525 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one declined and two traded firm as 33,363 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $91,105.10. Sagicor Financial Corporation Limited was the volume leader with 23,092 at a high of $3.05 and a low of $2.80 before closing at $2.80. They were followed by First Caribbean International Bank and Goddard Enterprises Limited, which traded 9,271 and 1,000 shares, respectively. Today's financial tip: what is a bond? A bond is a fixed income instrument that represents a loan made by an investor to a borrower, typically corporate or governmental. A bond could be thought of as an IOU between the lender and borrower that includes the details of the loan and its payments. Bonds are used by companies to finance projects and operations. Owners of bonds are debt holders or creditors of the issuer. Bond details include the end date, when the principal of the loan is due to be paid to the bond owner, and usually includes the terms for variable or fixed interest payments made by the borrower. Join us tomorrow for another RCI Business Report.